Hi guys, welcome back to episode 17 of a podcast because nobody asked for it. First, I want to say I apologize. Took a little bit of a sabbatical last week. Had a bit of a chest cold. Had too much of a sexy voice going for a podcast, so we held off for one. But feeling a lot better. Thank you for asking. I'm joined today. We're switching it up a little bit. This might be a disaster. We're doing a roundtable with myself and Connor, my older brother, Sophie, my younger sister, and Cullen, my younger brother. We're doing a round table. There's no script. This is a lot like, as Connor, we talked about last night, like Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm. There's no script. I've been trying to think of like a something to talk about, like a basis of conversation. There's nothing. There's
it's
nothing.
It's going to be a hit or it's going to be disastrous.
It's going to be a hit or it's going to be disastrous. You are going to hear all four of us. Yeah, well, that's just kind of an insert. I'm just trying to kind of introduce this show. So let's kind of do like a little bit of a whip around of the last week in this house. So I had that horrible chest cold, as we talked about. Sophie's gotten her wisdom teeth out, which was interesting. Soph, how are you feeling?
Awful.
What was it like? Your cheeks are huge. When we saw you, when Connor and I first saw you, you came downstairs.
And you screamed.
Yeah, we screamed. Yeah. Your cheeks are huge.
And you were sautéed.
Yeah, you were zooted.
I honestly don't remember a lot of it at all.
Nothing.
I don't remember any.
Yeah, you were off some hard stuff.
Yeah, I don't. The last thing I remember is getting this cold sprayed onto my my arm for the IV.
She's still zooted.
I'm pretty convinced. It's been like 48 hours. I think you're still off the ish.
No.
Just been on Percocet for 48 hours.
No, the last thing I remember is the doctor sprayed me with this cold spray and I said, "Oh, that is cold." And then I think I'm very scared to go to my next appointment, my checkup on Friday, because I think I told the doctor that I like him.
Yeah.
He was 75.
Yeah. Was he a good-looking guy?
Okay. Mom doesn't think so.
All right.
But she just told me this story when I was about 3 years old or something at the doctor's. I told the doctor he had great hair. So I guess I have a thing.
That's a great head of hair.
You got a little tiny voice.
Guess
you were 3 years old. How could you distinguish good hair from bad hair?
So I guess
exactly. But the Colin, funny comment. What was funnier is your voice cracked a little bit. Did you hear that?
How could you distinguish?
It's funny because Cullen's in the, like, we have all graduated, Connor and I especially, from the voice cracking stage. Cullen is kind of like in the thick of the voice cracking stage. And
it should be over though.
We're like,
I'm literally gonna sound like the Kool-Aid man
kind
after
of
I'm
an anomaly. Like 25.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. After I'm done.
Do you ever just know like this one man who's at least in his 30s whose voice still cracks all the time?
You know how they say people don't forget, like, or they're like people don't forget.
Yeah.
They're like people don't forget, like when you do something stupid in like elementary school or middle school.
Like growing up.
Yeah.
Throwing up in elementary school.
Yeah, but I remember like the kids that their voice cracked.
The voice crackers.
Their voice cracked in high school.
The squeakers.
The squeakers. Yeah. No, I don't think I was ever really like that.
I hope I'm not a squeaker. Are you guys telling me I'm a squeaker?
No, he kind of reminds me of that toy from Toy Story. You know, he's in he's on the shelf. He's that little penguin that squeaks.
Oh.
Yeah. That's kind of
squeaky.
Cullen or
the penguin, isn't his name Squeaky?
Yes, it is.
It might be squeaky.
All right, enough of that. Enough of wisdom teeth. Enough of squeaky. Connor got some big news this week. Connor, would you care to share?
I was actually
shipping off.
You got a haircut.
I was thinking about getting a new haircut.
Yeah.
And I didn't end up getting the haircut because
huge,
I wasn't sure what to get.
Huge,
yeah,
news.
Really, really big decision.
Huge.
So, no, actually, I found out a week early that I got accepted to graduate school in Copenhagen, Denmark. So if anyone knows anyone in Copenhagen, I will be looking for a roommate and someone to hang out with.
Which is funny because Connor's not a big fan of school to begin with. So let's add some more school on.
But I am a big fan of Sarah.
Yeah.
And apparently student loans.
Ooh. Fair.
I don't know who's more excited though, Sarah or Cullen, who will now get a 2017 white Volkswagen Golf.
Oh, I get that. I had no idea. Also a room too, which is, I mean, because I've been sharing a room with Griffin for the past 6 or 7 years, and this is why I also have a chest cold right now, because Griffin probably sneezed.
That's weird.
He probably sneezed. Whoa. He probably sneezed.
It was one kiss.
Good night. The sharing toothbrushes.
Sweet home Alabama.
It's been cold at night recently.
You know, he probably sneezed or coughed into a fan, and then a piece of snot hit me in the nose or something.
Dude, like, chill. Dude. Chill.
This is
chill,
disgusting. Chill. My apologies. 75% of the Fabbits family children are normal.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. So what do you guys want to talk about?
You just don't know where to talk about it anymore.
Soph, what's new?
Soph's on Snapchat.
Soph is on Snapchat.
I'm sorry.
This is greatly disappointing.
Talk much anyway.
Let me
put the six guys on hold for a second.
Whoa.
Let me ask you something. Whoa. At what point in the wisdom teeth process do you think we're going to be like, okay, you're milking this?
She is right now.
You know.
Oh my God. You should have seen her last night. She was bawling her eyes out. I just want some Dr. Pepper. 5 minutes later, I see Dr. Pepper in our pantry.
No, he was here?
Doc
was in?
That was his name.
Hello, I will be Dr. Pepper. I will be doing your procedure today.
You know, it is a little nice because I said, you know, I woke up this morning thinking how great goldfish would sound. I come downstairs, I say, Connor, while you're at Bash's, would you mind getting goldfish? He comes home with a bag of goldfish, so I think I might have to keep this up.
This is a good question for yourself.
Yeah.
Who's the most caring? Like, in something like this, like when you're, say you got the flu or you have a surgery in your case, who's the most caring out of all of us, out of this whole family?
Whenever. It's me. It's me.
Okay. Cullen's like, your cheeks are big. What's the matter? No, what happened?
Well, see.
God, shut up. It's just some teeth.
During all of this, all of your personalities come out. So a day before I got my wisdom teeth out, I'm sitting down on the couch and Mom's like, Soph, are you ready to take your medication? And Cullen says, for what? And
okay,
I said, I'm
fitting.
Getting my wisdom teeth out tomorrow. He said, tomorrow? So Cullen is one
that sounds
will
about
come
right.
And check in every hour. I woke up this morning, he brings me Jell-O and he looks at me and he just laughs.
I was just concerned that night about how I was going to get a ride to school tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Your wisdom teeth recovery went very easy, so I'm mm-hmm. a little annoyed with you.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't done anything necessarily wrong, but it's just annoying.
Ticked off.
Just looking at you. Connor is definitely, he'll roast me, which is why I've been spending most of my time upstairs, so I don't have
You to look like Quagmire.
Yeah.
From Family Guy.
Yeah.
I've heard it all.
There's an odd resemblance to Quagmire right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to be fair, though, I never had my wisdom teeth removed, so I had no idea what to expect, because Griffin's procedure went seemingly normal and not this bad.
Not even seemingly normal. It was a freaking breeze.
But when you see those videos on Twitter... that people post, like
hot take,
friends or
hot
whatever.
Take.
A lot of it, you have to kind of question.
See, that
is it fake?
Yeah.
Because some of those videos seem a little sus. And you know, I'm not saying you're faking it. Please don't assume that at all. Because
I am.
No, I knew. Like,
yeah, let's start this.
I mean, I don't know what you were going through because I never went through it myself. But seeing as fat as your cheeks are right now, I can see that it's a pretty big deal. But some of those videos maybe seem a little
That was my biggest thing. I remember going in, I was like, don't act stupid. And I even thought...
You might have failed yourself.
I even... Thank you.
Yeah, you said some goofy stuff.
And I even thought, there's no way you can be this crazy. There's no way. People on the internet, I think some people totally just overreact and make the whole thing so dramatic. But truly, I had no idea what was going on. I had no idea what I was saying. And Dad said it looked like I was on another planet. It truly felt like I was not in my body for at least like 8 hours.
That's a hot take from Sophie. We got a comment from an audience member. Audience member, your name?
Colin Fabitz. Connor, you sound a bit like a baby boomer right now.
How so?
They're being overdramatic. I think it's a bit outstretched about how they're playing it.
Well, no, some of those.
See, that's his real voice.
In my day, we didn't have medicine. That's what.
We took him off with a saw.
We were good boys.
We lived to just 30, so there was no need to remove our wisdom teeth.
We took him out with a jackhammer.
No, he's old and Jewish.
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of like, this is kind of a normal dinner at our house, like
a
the
PG
dinner
version, though. I feel like
PG.
This could get R real quick.
You know what you know what? Like my biggest fears is like one of us brings over like a new girlfriend, or Sophie in your case, a new boyfriend, and like we have the
or girlfriend. Who cares?
Cullen's case as well.
We all made the same joke. All
right.
Or let's continue on with this. Like we just roast each other or something at the dinner table, and the person is like so turned off and so weird, and it's just so awkward for them.
Well, I don't think Sarah understands any of it really, and I think because she doesn't have any brothers, so I think she's like a little taken back by like the how serious and how deep our roasts get.
No, sometimes I don't even understand. Like sometimes I'll just be sitting there and. You just start roasting me about something that happened like 3 weeks ago, and I'm like, whoa, I was just doing my homework. I don't know where this came from.
I've never seen you do homework, though.
Yeah, for real.
I think Lauren just talks too much where she just tunes everybody else out, so I don't know if she hears it.
She's never here for dinner, dude. You guys are always in the
She plays it smart. She dips. Yeah. She smells. Do you hear me? Like a broken record. She smells.
To bring her to dinner because he knows the amount.
All the stupid stuff that I did. I didn't wear underwear until I was at least 8.
You're the most roast worthy.
She goes, let's go back to your house for dinner. No! No.
We don't need dinner.
God, no.
Dinner's for suckers.
Do you ever think mom like sits at a dinner where we like roast each other and she's like, I could have done so much better.
Yes.
Or she just kind of like rethinks her entire.
I should have had just Connor.
How was your day, sweetie? If it was just one child at the table. Okay, here's an interesting question that I always think about. Because, Sophie, you really had to sneeze. because of the dynamic that we have, where we are pretty close, I would say. How does that affect how many kids you want? Or does it affect kids you want?
Want 6.
Like, four... Has our relationship sparked that?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You guys are siblings.
bless you, Sophie. Cullen, what about you? I could see Cullen like moving to Montana and not talking to any of us for 15 years.
The land.
I want no kids at all. I will say this once. I hate little kids. They are
that,
so
dude,
annoying.
You're the most selfish person. Yes.
Shout out to our 2-year-old cousin. I know Henry.
Sucks.
Our 2-year-old cousin's listening to this. He goes, that son of a bitch.
Here's my thing. Even with our cousins, kids are just so innocent and so sweet.
Pure.
They are disgusting. Have you seen them cough?
No,
Colin,
for some reason.
You are describing yourself, bro. How listen, often do we pick up your own underwear off of the bathroom floor? It just piles up.
Enough. And say I was the only one in that house. You think I would have to worry about that?
You'd run out.
Okay.
Exactly. And I just pick them up because I know where they are.
But this is getting heated. Do you guys ever think about, for
get
some
reason. Last night's underwear. Get them going through the day. Get
all
to
I
work.
All I have to do is just roll out the crust. Just...
Oh, my
that's disgusting.
God.
Do you ever think about why kids are always sticky?
It's the raisins, I'm telling you.
Juice.
No,
it's the juice.
It's the cough, because they have a specific face when you cough, and you know that they're picturing.
It's that open mouth cough. I wish you could see this face right now. It is true, though.
You don't have to worry about not having kids, because no woman is going to procreate with you after
come
seeing
on, come on, be nice.
Did you see the face?
Yeah, I saw.
I saw a tweet the other day where, like, it was a picture,
no,
or it was a tweet, and it was like, Why do kids hold on to the same, like, food item for 4 hours?
So I, after...
It's so true. They'll walk around with, like, an apple that's brown by now.
No, after working in an elementary school all throughout college, I love kids. I think they're absolutely hilarious, but they are absolutely repulsive. And just,
I'm saying.
Okay, maybe repulsive was harsh. Disgusting is a good word to describe
them. Like, that's any better?
I feel like going back to that. Some of their mannerisms
are just like, that's gross.
They're kids, though.
It's all the way that you raise them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Going back to that tweet about kids holding on to food, me being my chubby little kid self, I didn't hold on to food for 5 minutes. That stuff was all the way gone.
That was a survival tactic because, you know, you had three older siblings who were, like, kind of on the prowl and...
Yeah. Okay, but back to that. It's completely the way that you raise kids. You, a kid just doesn't know how to be repulsive on his own. You completely raise this kid and teach them. You teach this kid how to live.
So Sophie wants 6. Connor, how many would you say you want, if any? What if our... I'm going to toss out a... Like, Connor's like, I will want 2. One will be named Gunther. One will be named...
One will be named Luther.
Luther, Gunther, it's time. It's
and
time for.
These Danish names. It's and.
No. Henrik and Franz.
We already went over this.
Borns.
Borns. Universal.
Borns.
Horns?
Borns. With Borns? I'm going to whoop your ass right now. That's going to be Connor.
Free that.
I love what you say. Don't make me do it in front of your mother.
Oh, yeah. No, that's for some reason that's the dad voice. It's always what's his name?
King of the Hill
voice.
Come on, Bobby.
Come on now, Bobby. I'm going to spike your bottom in front of your mother. That's my dad voice. That's my dad voice.
I love that.
Okay, Colin. Wait, Connor, how many kids do you want? First of all, before you get it, do you have any right now?
Do I have any kids?
Yeah.
No kids at the moment.
Well, what? There's a. Okay. How many do you want?
I think 2 is a good number.
What did I... Luther, Gunther, dinner time. We're having smoked salmon on the grill.
And chickpeas for dessert. Connor's kids. Here's how this is going to work. My kids and...
Come down in little uniforms.
My kids and Cullen's kids are probably going to beat Connor's kids up.
My kids are going to end up taking all of your kids down.
Explain. Please explain.
My kid's gonna get
I would consider myself a tough little
cookie.
Cookie.
Yeah, you get your wisdom teeth out once, and this is what you say.
Hey, I've seen some stuff, okay?
You're only supposed to get them out once.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Oh. Cullen, okay, so we got Sophie. Sophie's got a little farm. She wants 6. Connor wants 2.
2, and we're going to live
in a tiny house. Apartment. Yeah. Cullen, how many you want?
I told you 0.
I don't buy that.
I don't want kids.
See, Dad didn't want any kids.
Dad did not want kids. Look at us now. We're doing a podcast in his damn living room.
He wants to kick us out.
I want, I'm on Sophie's train. I want 4 to 6, I think.
46.
46. I would like 46, yeah.
Do you realize how bad that is for the environment?
Okay.
That's why I'm having 2.
It literally is. I'm helping all of you guys out.
I guarantee you.
That's why you shower once a week.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not. But
shut it down right now.
No, I want 4 to 6. So let's just count this out. Let's say Sophie has 6. Let's say I have 6. That's 12. Connor has 2. 14. We got 14. We got 14 running around essentially.
If I do, I'm gonna go big. I'm gonna have like 9 or 10. Like 1800s.
Cullen's gonna exactly. Here's my theory.
What
Cullen's
sister wives.
Sort of. Cullen's
secretly Amish. He doesn't no shower.
I'm
same
secretly
pair of clothes.
Amish.
I'm telling you,
coming out of the closet for Amish people.
Cullen's gonna be living in Montana. We're not gonna hear from him, and he's gonna have 13 kids. He's gonna have a show on TLC, and we're just gonna turn on the TV one time. What would the title of that show be?
Montana Madness.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Madness. Oh. I don't, let me think, I'll get back to you on that.
Big people, big world.
Exactly.
Colin always has this joke, or we take it as a joke.
Yeah, let's let you in on this family secret.
Clancy's built like an ogre. And he's the biggest.
Shrek is actually a documentary about me.
Hello.
I was always picked on and beat up by Griff when I was little. And I always thought that was because I was smaller than him. Then I got taller than him by like 2 or 3 inches, and I thought that made me like 6 foot. And then I went to high school and saw other kids, and then I realized that I'm kind of average.
It's just very funny because I am not tall. That's not a surprise by any means. Cullen is, what, you got like 2 inches on me?
I don't have 2 inches. I have more than 2 inches.
Let's say 3. Let's give him 3.
Three is generous.
You were yeah.
2 in the winter.
You are 5'8". 5'8".
And 5'9" for the listeners out there.
You're not 5'9", Colin.
Yes,
I'm
I am. I'm 100% 5'9".
Then I'm 6'4". I'm taller than you.
6'4"?
I'm taller than you.
By like
go
an inch and a half.
I'm taller than you.
Yeah, exactly. Listen to the argument you were having. Right now.
All
right,
let's measure right now.
Yeah, back to back. Come on.
Whip them out.
No, dude, not appropriate. Not appropriate.
Connor.
Whose kids are going to be the most athletic? Because we are very competitive.
Mine.
We're pretty athletic.
Mine, for sure. Mine.
Sophie.
Mine.
Nope.
Yeah, go ahead. Say
I think it's probably between Sophie and I.
Honestly, yeah.
Please back that up.
Griffin,
you
played
the
most
played like
fragile thing in the world.
This guy built like a penguin.
A penguin made of glass.
Come on, bro. Do I shred some hamstrings? I do.
Penguin paperweight.
Do I shred hamstrings? I do. Does that change how the way you see me? It seems like it does.
Kid's gonna have some elbow problems if he plays
both
baseball.
Of you, both Griffin and Cullen, only played one sport.
That's not true.
You played Griffin. That's like a sport and a half.
Tennis is more than a half
that's
of a
I
sport.
Half. You picked it up.
I got scored on by another goalie in soccer. That makes it like 2.5 sports.
Yeah, that was pretty embarrassing. Sophie and I played multiple sports, but Sophie quit.
Well, no.
When we got a dog.
Baseball, soccer, volleyball.
Volleyball. That was an after-school hobby, buddy.
Volleyball in 6th through 8th grade. That was still a sport. That's 3 sports.
You played what?
Hobby was soccer.
Soccer wasn't a hobby.
Connor was pretty good at soccer.
That was damn good.
Is my mouth bleeding?
I don't know. Okay, no. I'm a little alarmed by the fact that you don't think my kids. I wanted to do like an NFL combine, but for the 4 of us, and then do a podcast based on those.
Let's have our babies at the same time and do an NFL combine when they're like 6 months old.
We ran a 40-yard dash over the summer, and Griffin managed to tear not one but both hamstrings
at the same time. Yeah.
I think I have the video still.
Yeah, the video is pretty jarring. Okay, so I
I kept the clock running until he hobbled to the finish line, screaming every word that you could possibly imagine.
It was still faster than my 40.
Yeah, probably, exactly. So we go to this high school in Michigan. We run this 40 that they had 40 yards marked out in the gym, and I run a 40, and I'm about 75% through with it, and then I shred. 2 hamstrings. I honestly felt like I was shot in both hamstrings. I felt it was like a string being pulled. It was like ding, ding.
I feel bad for the radio audience right now because we're showing it and the TV audience can see the video.
Right.
I can't tell who was milking it more, Griffin's hamstrings or Sophie's wisdom teeth.
Dude,
that is a good debate. That is a good one.
Dude, I literally shed some tears when that happened. It hurt to stand.
Yeah,
no, it hurt to stand.
On command. No, this.
It is impressive.
We had to carry the zoo to the car. I feel like that's a little bit milking it.
No one had to carry me to the
car.
Even
Sarah was like, come on.
That was the worst. Sarah was looking at me, and she tried to keep or hold a smile back, and I was like, dude, you're supposed to be the one that's on my side. That was probably the worst pain I've been in quite some time.
Traitor.
No.
Well.
Should we wrap it up right here?
That's it?
It's 11:45 on a Saturday.
It's like a 10-minute podcast.
Was it a 10-minute podcast? Yeah, the listeners are like, this is like an hour and a half
cheated.
Podcast.
Especially after not making an episode last week. That's soft.
I had to come home for this. I was hanging out with friends. I had to come home.
Like
I feel
your curfew's like 8:30.
I know.
I had to come home.
Yeah. I don't have a curfew.
All right. What would you like to pivot the conversation to then?
Conspiracy theories.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. All right. No. Woo! We're not doing this. Bless you, Sophie. Bless you.
Was an accident. Changed my mind.
Debate me.
I don't disagree with it.
No.
There was... They had a three-bedroom house.
Which did 9/11.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
All right, we're gonna cut that at 7:52.
Stop. So. Bless you. Sof, the listeners are getting
wisdom teeth all over the mic.
The listeners are gonna get sick right now. Listening, it's contagious.
And I said it hurts extremely bad.
Like, stop sneezing.
Isn't it funny how she's in horrible pain and she's kind of getting a little bit of a cold too, and we're like, knock it off, Soph. Yeah, stop sneezing.
This is getting annoying. This is a cry for help.
A triple entendre, she gets pneumonia too.
Yeah, we're like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. We take you to the doctor, we're like, yeah, she's kind of wants attention.
Give her a placebo.
Yeah.
Just pull the plug. Just pull the plug.
What was the next topic?
Not conspiracy theories.
I got off track.
Oh, throwing up.
It was an accident. That's what it was.
That's not a conspiracy. No, that seems factual.
I like how it's accident instead of mistake, because it's a lot better if it's like worded correctly. Because
mistake sounds as like they meant to have a baby and then
you came out.
They raise you and then they're like, yeah, if we could just have a redo on that one.
Put me up for adoption at 15.
Yeah, it just wasn't a good fit. Like, you know when like the family dog like starts to bite and then they have to give him up.
They send him to a farm.
Yeah, where are these farms?
You did bite
some.
Show me these.
No, seriously, show me these farms. They have all of our childhood dogs. Where are they?
Heaven.
Probably Idaho. Idaho. Idaho or Wyoming.
I'm not even convinced that Idaho is a real place.
Do people have... Here's a question. Have you ever met someone from Idaho?
Have you ever seen a dead pigeon?
Stop. Have you ever met someone from Idaho?
No.
I was thinking about this actually the other day. Like Vermont. When was the last time you heard someone bring up Vermont in a conversation?
Someone that's from Vermont, probably.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders?
Have you had...
Yeah, Bernie Sanders.
Okay, let's do like a smaller state. New York.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
I'm convinced it's not a real place.
Rhode
Island? Yeah.
Family
Guy made the podcast. No. Obviously, I'm
not convinced that Rhode Island.
I know Rhode Island's a real place.
When was the last time Rhode Island came up in a conversation?
Right now.
Exactly. That was my question. When was the last time it came up in a conversation? Do you have a conversation at work where they're like, yeah, we just left Rhode Island. It was beautiful.
It was a tropical island. Which island? St. John's. No. Road. It's the road.
We spent our spring break at the island.
The road.
Yeah. By the beach? No.
The road.
It's not even an island. Why is it named Rhode Island?
It's a road.
It's
just one.
One long road.
It is a tiny state, so I think I would imagine it's just like
one
this little
in, one way
this
out.
Little interstate.
They should, you know how they like detonate bombs to break stuff away? They should do that with Rhode Island so it can live up to its name.
Maybe. Okay. We shouldn't. I don't think we should do that. Next topic of conversation.
Sophie's wisdom teeth.
I'm tired. So, can I be honest? I'm tired of talking about the teeth.
I am too.
Yeah, me
too.
I'm tired of hearing it.
Just put them back already.
Honestly,
Doc,
let's
call Doc.
Ooh.
What's the issue? Say you leave them in. What's the issue?
Nothing.
No. It's that it causes bigger problems in the future. And I guess the longer you keep them in, like if you get them out when you're like 30 or 40 years old, the pain, it's like a major surgery.
It's like a toxic relationship. The longer it goes on, the worse it gets.
That's deep, bro. I'm vibing right now. If I'm gonna be honest right now.
Connor just sounded like Russ.
Yeah, that's a Russ lyric, isn't it? No, we're gonna see that on this guy's Twitter.
Bro,
wisdom teeth? Now that I think about it, wisdom teeth's like a bad relationship, bro. And you gotta get rid of them. Take them out four at a time.
It takes a while to get through the pain, but once you're through it,
you know what I would say? Wisdom teeth and breakup, eat pudding, bro. That's what Connor's saying. Connor's
tired of pudding.
That's ridiculous. That is ignorant.
Is that mean I can go have one right now?
Absolutely not.
Pudding, the official snack of a podcast because nobody asked for it.
Snack pack.
We're sponsored by Snack Pack, actually. Do you guys know that? If you put in your code... If you put in the code Sophie's Teeth, you get 25% off your next purchase on snackpack.com.
T-E-E-F.
T-E-E-F. Teef.
Teef.
Teef Keef.
Teef Keef. That's Sophie's rap name. Sophie, do you find that now that you have four less teeth, it's easier to brush your teeth?
I want to be real with you.
There's more room.
No, don't. No.
She doesn't brush her teeth.
Come on.
What?
Are you serious?
That's like not true. Like that's literally not apart. True.
That's disgusting.
Get an electric toothbrush.
I will brush your teeth if it comes to that. You can brush your teeth. You know how many?
I brushed the top four, bottom four.
Oh.
Who doesn't brush those, though? Only those.
You know how many listeners would be probably just like...
That was a joke. I brushed my teeth.
Yeah.
Everything else, there are stitches around my teeth.
Just get a Shamrock Shake or a Culver's Mint.
Yeah, or no, a York, a chocolate
Listerine, just
a chocolate York peppermint. Eat it and keep it in your mouth for a few minutes, and then you that kind of serves a better purpose than brushing your teeth.
Crazy.
This stool has no lumbar support.
All right, well, we should maybe wrap it up here. What do you think? It's 11:52 on a Saturday night. Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, and
this is
why no one asked
I'm
for
say,
it.
Exactly.
The podcast kind of sucked.
Sophie, there's a quote that I can't even remember who said it.
Michael
but
Scott.
Time flies when you're enjoying it.
Abraham Lincoln.
Nelson Mandela.
Nelson Mandela said that.
No, Abe Lincoln said that at the play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Time flies when you're enjoying it.
When your top hat does too.
Brains fly when you're enjoying this.
I need... some wisdom teeth out. Like, I need a bullet in the head.
Do you think Abraham Lincoln is listening? How many... Let's do... Who had Abraham Lincoln reference on the bingo sheet of this podcast? Do you think anybody had...
Take
Abe Lincoln?
A shot if you
had... Take a shot if you had an Abe Lincoln reference. Someone who had, like, a Kennedy reference, they're like, oh, so close. Damn. All right, let's wrap it up here, seriously. It's 11... It's 11:53. It's 11:53 Saturday night. I work in 5 hours, so I should get some sleep. So
let's wrap it up one more time.
So let's just part ways with a final goodbye, Cullen.
Oh, are we doing ASMR goodbye?
Nope.
Okay, Connor. Connor.
I want it.
Connor, you want to just say any final thoughts?
20 minutes ago, I didn't even know what ASMR was, so no, I'm not going to do ASMR.
I
want to
do ASMR.
Just
a pleasure.
Just I have a good ASMR voice.
Just lick the microphone.
Just,
I'm not going to lick it.
Just you final thoughts. That's
no,
all we need.
No.
Final thoughts.
It's been fun at this round table. It's more of a square at this point, but this has been fun.
Welcome back to a podcast rhombus.
Yeah, this is definitely a PG version of what our family dinners are usually like, so if anyone out there would like to stop by... come by for the rated R version. You will be welcomed with cookies or something, I'm sure.
That was very nice.
Thank
that
you
was very nice. Sophie,
you want to be on the show again?
So, final thoughts?
I don't recommend getting your wisdom teeth out.
It just always has to be about you, doesn't it?
I didn't need mine out, so I don't.
Exactly.
I don't see an issue here.
Anyways, let's cut it off here. Thanks for joining us. That was
say
fun.
Goodbye, Cal.
I had okay. Say goodbye, Cal.
Goodbye.
That was fun. I had fun. Thanks for joining us. We will talk to you guys next week.